There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Jackie, you need to take it to heart that being Polish means you're not white. I learned that from the Himmler series.
Is this why you brought me on today?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to tell you that you're not white.
Okay. Racial exemption.
You're out, Jackie.
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah.
Just of the white club
in
general.
Of the white club. Okay. I'm also Polish, but I get to stay in.
Oh, why?
Because I'm a man.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the main issue.
So I'm the one that's out, but Henry is still in.
I'm a man.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I'm a man. He's a man.
Okay, all right.
Well, I have both. I can claim white and...
Well, you're like Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yes, I can claim white and person of color, that color being pink.
Yeah.
Oh, but I mean, I feel like I look a little roasted myself. I'm fairly pink.
Mm-hmm. You're a normalized Italian-American.
Whoa.
Yes.
Capiche?
Capiche.
And we took that away from you.
I thought that they were also not white.
No, we gave it to the indigenous.
Oh, because of Indigenous Peoples Day?
Columbus Day was the day that made Italian people not white.
I'm going to blow up a spot real quick, all right? I was in Madison, Wisconsin on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Okay.
I performed the night before. It was a great night. Thank you for everyone who came out to comedy on stage.
Great plug.
Okay? It's not a plug. The show's over. It was a thank you. Okay?
Great.
There's
thank you.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
All right? I want to ship back the rest of my merch. Didn't sell all of it. Big surprise.
The smaller sizes?
Smalls are left. Smalls and medium are left.
Yeah. I go to the post office. Closed. Indigenous Peoples Day.
Good.
Interesting.
Good. I'm good.
You know, that's what I said. I'm like, you know what? I deserve it. I Google, where's a FedEx? On the other side of the Capitol building in Wisconsin. Beautiful Capitol building in Madison, Wisconsin.
Really?
Gorgeous. It was actually way better than it had any right to be. All right? So I'm walking around the Capitol in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. Indigenous Peoples Day, there's people working on the lawn.
Unbelievable.
You believe that shit?
They were white?
The fucking... No.
See, I would have put out all the whites.
Yeah, but not me. I would have had the day off.
Yeah,
see, you had had this conversation with me a week ago, and then I would have taken the day.
But you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
Governor?
Of course.
Of Wisconsin. Whoever you are, I don't care to learn your name, you piece of shit.
Wow.
You're having the maintenance workers work on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Probably not the governor's fault.
I should have taken a picture and blown that. It's his building. Or hers.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we began today's
episode. I'm coming for you, you cheese fuck.
I'm glad that we began today's episode with a threat to the governor of Wisconsin.
I'm coming back.
That beautiful building that they don't deserve to have,
welcome
apparently.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson, Tony Evers. Unfortunately, you're on watch.
Yeah. Is that his name?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, look at that. He looks like someone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He's probably in there jerking off watching him work.
Oh, absolutely, Tony Evers.
Oh, give me another curd, please.
Really in the weeds here.
Yeah.
Now, and we're sitting here with...
I ain't taking no shit.
My darling sister, Jackie Zebrowski.
B.O.C., Jackie Zebrowski. Can I start calling myself that?
Yes.
Because of what you said.
B.O.C., bitch of color.
Yeah, bitch of color.
Yeah, B.O.C., yes, I'm a bitch of color. Thank you.
I would say bitch of a certain color.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Of a specific color.
So
you're a Bosch.
I would say you're a
Bosch.
Yeah, no color.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh, how is our buddy Bosch?
Well, for those of you that don't know, Big John is a man that we brought up on the stream. If you want to find out who Big John is, go and see our replays at LPN TV over at the YouTube.
And I've been hearing you pretend to be this man for many minutes, and it sounds like you need to get into him.
But Bosch, Mr. Big John, decided that he's a food British food influencer, which means all of the food that he
Beans?
Influences is disgusting.
Yeah, he's doing a yuck bang.
Yes.
Yeah.
he got detained in a Perth airport after he declared that he was going to do a series of meet and greets throughout the cities of Australia without obtaining a proper work visa.
Big John has huge Chinese.
He's got big ideas,
but some of those big ideas require paperwork, Big John. Whatever cockney idiot you listen to that told you that meet and greets...
Oh, you just go and have a good time, shake some hands. What's wrong with that?
And it's literally
what... Waiting, people.
Somebody told you that it was a gray area and it was not a gray area, so Big John, unfortunately, was deported from Perth this morning.
I'm but pretty sure the gray area is between his taint and his balls.
Dude. He hopes it's gray.
Is that where he keeps his huge Chinese? I'm just so curious as what it means by Big John has huge Chinese.
Look at his belly. It going into his belly.
I know he's Big John, but what is huge Chinese?
With the UK, you have to remember, they leave certain articles out, right? Like they say, they go to hospital.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So in there, when they say having a big Chinese, that's like a big Chinese meal. He's having an Asian meal. He's having
huge
a big
Chinese. Okay. Yeah.
But so the thing with Big John is that he is very pro-immigrant.
He's very
outspoken, but then now he's detained in an immigration detention
center. We've got to go save him!
No, he's fine.
He's the girth in Perth. Leave him alone.
Big John literally needed to learn this lesson.
Learning absolutely nothing from this.
Oh, he has.
You think so?
Oh, it's birthday, man. It's his birthday?
Well, you need the proper immigration paperwork.
Even on your birthday.
That's how it works. And that's just unfortunate. And he's learned. That is the true.
Uh-huh.
But that's the journey of the immigrant.
Yeah.
And he learned right there of what you got to do.
There's another British celebrity in the news, right?
There is. And oh, my Lord, I'm so glad that Jackie is here for this episode.
I've been waiting for a platform to be able to talk about this. And thank you guys so much for giving me, because people want to know what I think about Ian Watkins. Yeah. You know?
For those of you that don't know, lead singer of everybody's favorite band, Lost Prophets, Ian Watkins. Apparently also convicted pedophile and sexual offender.
Found prophet.
He is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They found him very guilty.
He is finally fucking dead. For those of you that don't know, go look it up. It's really horrible.
I know nothing about this, really.
All
I know is he fucked a baby, right?
Well, I've been sitting here reading about it, Eddie, and it turns out it wasn't fun for a lot of people, except for him.
He tried to fuck a baby, which is actually, honestly, one of the things that's so hard, because babies, they just lie there. No, there's other things that he did had sex with children, multiple children.
Oh. Yes.
There
were people, yeah, that, multiple children. Yeah,
he made bestiality videos. He made a bunch of
children's fans.
But all stuff that he should have been focusing on the music, because when I think about the music, I feel like that's where everything suffered.
Yeah, you know, I never even heard of their band.
Let's throw up a track.
I don't think we can.
I think I can play it for you. I may have to take it out of the episode, and but then I can give you a snippet. I can give you a little snippet.
Can we do a thing, Rob, where you throw up a sample of Lost Prophets and then we're going to put something in its place?
For sure. Yeah, I can make that happen.
Isn't that what he just said and you said it back to him?
Yes.
God, it's always the worst music.
God, I could just... Oh, man.
All right, that's enough. I get it. Is that him?
That's him.
Oh, I remember this.
Goo goo gaga, I want a piece of that lead singer.
You know you remember this,
well, the
too.
Chorus.
We were both listening
to
this whiny shit.
Oh, my God. I can't right now with this.
Okay, yeah.
Are people going to be angry?
I didn't realize that
was
angry. Lost Prophets.
Yeah, that's them. That's them.
Yep.
Yikes,
oh, yeah.
Man. Oof.
You were a Lost Prophets fan.
Of course you were.
I mean, I knew that song.
A lot of people liked that song.
Really?
Yeah, it was a very popular song.
People liked it.
Last Train Home was very popular, yes.
Yep, and it was the last train he took to the prison cell. He had 13 different crimes he was convicted of, including attempted rape of a minor, an 11-month-old boy, conspiracy to rape, as well as possession of child pornography, of which 24 of the 90 images were considered to be level 5, which is, you know, it comes straight after you.
Yeah.
And they say that's the most vile category of all, because that's called when you don't
Finger
give them
God.
It's called when you don't give them a reach around.
Man, you know what? I gotta say,
not
like,
fair.
Poor cops. I think about this every time. It's just like, all right, here's a series of videos. Level them.
You know, like, I mean, that's it. They're all arguing about it. Like,
you know that's actually a legit thing within, especially like the FBI. We talk about this. Like, you know, I'll lay this out right now. When I was going to write the series that Natalie and I wrote, Trollville, that featured me as a person living in their basement, and it was all right before the first Trump election, and everyone wanted to know who's electing Trump, and we were that was like a video that we put together, this story of a man that was a troll on the internet that was then challenged by being thrust into real life.
Yeah.
And I realized with the second season, what I'd always wanted to be was to be one of these guys, which is that Toby, my character, would be one of the human eyes on content that needed to be pulled off of social media networks because that's what they have to do. It's like, so they haven't, they're working on AI and computer programs to watch this shit on its own.
Oh.
Right? But the problem is they need human checkers to double the work.
Of course.
So you have these people that have to go.
So it doesn't even matter. There's no reason to have AI watch child pornography.
I mean, unless we're trying to teach him how to make great stuff. And so Watkins, he was jailed in 2013. He admitted a string of horrific sex offenses, including the attempted rape of a fan's baby. A trial judge later said that the charges against Watkins plumbed new depths of depravity, and he was jealous. And apparently, he said that that was the problem,
yeah,
the is that
password,
the password on the encrypted files to his computer was I fuck kids.
F-U-K.
Yeah.
Which is honestly...
K-I-D-Z, period.
But isn't it usually, like, what they check first is, like, that kind of stuff? Like, I fuck children.
No.
Fucking children is good.
It actually takes quite a bit for someone to flag your statements on the internet. They have to build up a case against you.
Oh, I meant after he was already going through it. I feel like that's, you know, you probably should have covered your tracks a little bit better.
So, Henry, did you change all your passwords?
Yeah.
Also, I pulled that application out for my vanity license plate because I thought mine was extremely unique. He was arrested in September 2012 after police executed a drug search warrant at his home in Pontypridd and seized a large number of computers, mobile phones, and storage devices. Now, we know that he was on protective lockup in jail. So he was
in Britain.
He was like, it's this, what was this place? It was called like I forgot the name of the prison that he was in that has like a funny name. It's called like Monster Mansion or whatever. And it's all these extreme criminals in the UK. Mm-hmm. And he's one of them. And he has been under extreme protective custody, walking everywhere, has had no like time to his own. He's always on a suicide watch. He was actually held at knife point in 2023 already.
Yeah,
so
of
he was already, David went to go from, so this time.
What, is that popular?
They are gunning. They were very much so gunning for him. So the guys got him. And so they stabbed him to death.
How many times?
Many, 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 many times. Rashid Gedel and Samuel Dodsworth were arrested on suspicion of murder and were taken into police custody. And they are very happy about it.
Yeah.
He was assaulted.
Yeah.
It seems that his throat was slit.
I imagine that those guys are going to be getting very, like, extra food for the rest of their meals in prison.
You know, it's just one of those where people are like, an eye for an eye makes the whole, but it's like, nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know who said that? Gandhi.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
Naughty.
Fuck kids.
Oh.
Well, you could say Gandhi fucked kids. It's more like he married his cousin. And it's just different when you think about all the other stuff.
When you're so hungry, it's like the choices you make.
Separate the art from the artist. And so this guy couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Ian Watkins.
Got him. That's a big old got him.
Bye.
I hope he got to put in one last prayer so he could go to heaven with Charlie Kirk and Jimmy Savile.
Well, he won't be able to get to heaven.
Why not?
He's lost. He's a
oh
lost
my
prophet.
God.
If he, if he says I'm sorry right before, they do believe in certain Christian ideologies, largely also in the Catholics, and the idea that no matter what you do in this life, you go to purgatory.
Do you know the Protestants hate, that's why they hate the Catholics. Because they say, like, you can't trust them. You can't trust them because they could just commit a crime and then confess their sins and be forgiven. You can't trust them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult. We eat the flesh of our fucking flayed savior.
I mean, you know, it's half my family.
Yeah.
And your family.
Yeah, well, I didn't say I trusted my family.
We will eventually do some run-up of Ian Watkins, but because I don't want to go through all of the details.
Can we not talk about him ever again? I feel like this is fine and all it deserves.
I kind of want to do a series of things. I want to do a series of things.
I want more details, guys.
You know what I call this type of murderer, this type of person's criminal? A cake pop.
Yeah. They were ready to take him.
Because once he popped, his fun didn't stop?
That's Pringles.
Yeah. I've been listening to Cake Pop. It's delicious.
Yes. It's more of something tiny stuck on something very long and thin. Well, let's get to some movie talk.
People warm up for. Hell yeah. I love it. Like, this is all going to happen. And then, like, we're going to put this episode out. And people are like, I can't believe Jackie was there.
That's my favorite.
We'll take no shit.
Oh, yeah. It's all going to be Jackie. You know? It's all going to be the people on paid stuff. It's going to be real upset.
I didn't say anything bad.
I know.
But guess what?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sit next to me.
I mean, I did say that, you know, I'm fine with what happened to him. You know, you don't want to wish evil on a person, but
it's not evil. It's, you know, getting stabbed to death.
Yeah. I think you're both terrible people.
Stab them again!
I think every life is sacred, which is why every time I even masturbate, I save it. Because I know each time I look at it, because I can't
you
bear.
Eat it, so it goes back in you. It's a circle of life.
Or do you give it to Natalie? Do you, like, offer it to her?
No, I go and I say, good night, Theodore. Good night, Elizabeth.
Oh, you named
I thought they were
all
chipmunks.
Good night, Brian. Good night, Samuel. Good night, Rodrigo.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, because.
Good night, Jefferson Robotnik. And then I let him out into the ocean of the toilet.
Go. It's all stuck on your hands.
Yeah.
Get off.
Use cold water.
I need costume suggestions also, by the way. From the people. If you could send me some costume suggestions. Henry's got a good costume cooked up for the Humboldt show.
Oh, dude, I do.
And I don't have anything yet.
Ooh.
I could just wear my Annabelle, but that's like, you know, old hat at this
time. Easy,
day.
Yeah, that's too easy.
Yeah, I'm already Annabelle all the time.
Your hair's too short.
Here, let me pitch what Eddie already pitched.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea if you can find that red jacket in your size.
Oh, we found it.
Oh, I found
Whoa.
It.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's most of the costume.
HalloweenCostumes.com.
Yeah, they got everything over there, apparently. Yeah. I had no idea.
We have friends there.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Fat Jackson. Yeah.
Think about
Ed Larson.
I mean, honestly, I'll wear that all the time.
Plus size Michael Jackson Thriller costume.
Does it come with the shoes? Do I have to get the shoes?
I don't know. Yeah, just jacket and pants, man.
No, shoes. Yeah. Yeah, you got the shoes on right now.
Could I do Thriller paint?
Sure.
Like a type of, like a brown texture?
I'm wearing the men's plus size Michael Jackson Thriller costume.
Is that
And this comes with the jacket and the pants. And here is a 360.
Yes! Turn it around! Bend it over for me! Show it
And for
off.
Reference, I am a 6-foot male wearing
yes,
a size 2XL.
Slay.
And a few thoughts that I have that I love about the costume is the breathable fabric, especially throughout the night when you're dancing, and also the attention to the extra details in the jacket.
All right, I'm buying it.
Eddie, I have never been sold something so quickly before. You have to get that.
This is where the side stories debate comes down to it. Is it blackface if the guy is a predator?
You're not going to put blackface on.
He was white at the end.
You might have to put a fake nose on. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Well, not when he was in the Thriller jacket. In the Thriller jacket, he didn't have a fake nose.
That's the problem. Can you dress up as black Michael Jackson? This is when he was half black.
No, I think it's fine. I'm not going to paint myself.
Side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com.
I think it's fine. It's just a jacket and pants.
We're giving him Vertiglio spots.
What do you think?
I don't care what anybody says.
Look at that. Look how happy he is.
Have you on Who's the Bitch to decide if it is too bitchy to be white.
I would love that.
Michael
That's
Jackson.
A really good idea. I'd love to hear your audience. Soon? I want to hear what your audience says.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We're trying to do more. We're trying to bring in more live callers.
I mean, well, I got to buy this thing like today to get it here.
Yeah, you got to get it.
There's a Rush option.
Wow,
I don't
$70.
Dress
you know
like
it's breathable.
Rush. That's stupid.
Yeah, he don't know math, Rock.
Well, that was the thing, because I don't want to bust with my costume is because we could do a theme.
Busted, no. Henry. Yeah. Busted.
Oh, I could buy the heels separately.
They're pimp platform shoes.
Whoa, they are not.
Do they have 13? Do they come in 13?
You're making Rob do all the work for you.
Yeah, they got you, dude. They're $50 though.
$50 is a lot for a shitty joke. Well, I guess I can write it all off.
Yeah. Yeah, using it for a show.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're going to wear it for a bunch of times. Your anniversary, Julie's birthday, Christmas. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways for Michael Jackson's Ed Larson's Thriller to fit in.
But also,
stuff.
Those shoes you could wear if you ever wanted to be Pee-wee Herman, which I think you could also really pull off and do tequila
big
with
old
those
Herman.
Shoes. Yeah, big
old boy Herman.
Yeah, big boy Herman. Please. Oh, my, because that's the kind of makeup you could do.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should just do big old Herman.
Wait, hey, let's think about it. Now we can't.
Or is it just Herman?
It's just Herman. But it's called, it's just Herman. Yeah.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We're going to find out. You're going to see if you come over to Humboldt. So you go to Last Spot Guest and Left and you buy those tickets to see us live at the Mateel Community Center October 24th.
That's right. Oh, man, I got to say, I am so excited for that. And do you ever see the horror movie about Michael Jackson leaving Neverland? I'm trying to segue here.
Yeah, I know, that was really good.
You know who I felt bad for?
Who?
Finding Neverland. What a good movie.
It was a great movie, but I always confused it with Leaving Neverland.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I feel like it's gotten a bad rap.
You don't want to find that Neverland.
No.
You know, honestly, it sounded like for the first couple weeks, Neverland was kind of fun.
Yeah, at first.
But then you got to do
all
this.
The construction guys, do you think they have a clean conscience?
No. Well, I think they're mostly just like, very similar to our mother's opinion. Which was the idea that, at least what she said, was that no one, when I got molested, no one took me to an amusement park. So I could see a little bit of the...
That is what she... Wasn't that exactly what she said
literally
when Michael Jackson...
I remember being like, because I wanted to know.
I forgot.
I remember calling...
No one ever took me to an amusement park.
Yeah, and it was because it's true. It's like, they are... I mean, it's a beautiful... I believe someone bought it, right? I want to think like John Mayer
no,
bought
it. No, it's empty, I think. Let's find out for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's empty.
Is John Mayer, or is John Mayer too busy trying to have sex
Ronald
with influencers?
Burkle.
John Mayer, why does he always hit up like comedy influencers to have sex with?
What are you talking
about?
Because
of his fingers. Because he's got a beautiful soul or whatever.
There's some new influencer that he's always with some new influencer. Him and BJ Novak,
he's
they find,
smooth,
they
bro.
Research. But then it's all,
John
it's not
Mayer
that smooth.
John Mayer needs to hit people up. I think they come
yeah,
to him.
Yeah, I think they're coming at him.
Dude, it's all over the fucking, the gossip rags, dude. It's all
he's
over
Dumois.
He's got
the fingers for it. I think everybody, you know, everybody is just, they get into
he,
how
he, what did he say?
People
what,
are.
What did he say?
He is hitting her up. Not in a nasty
did
way.
Did he slide into her DM?
Yeah.
Then that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
saying it's bad.
That's what the DMs are for.
I'm just saying, it just find it interesting that
it's
he
not
only,
like he's married.
He's going for all the younger lady influencers.
They're of age and they're consenting. And in this day and age, I'll take it.
You Bubbles know? Is still alive.
Oh, she's 30.
No, I'm not saying it's young. I don't
she's
care about
30.
The young thing.
She's 30. Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm saying that it's just more. It's interesting that that's what he's using. That's what he does.
Yeah,
what are you talking? It's better than being on Tinder.
I guess
he's John Mayer.
He could be on Raya.
Yeah, but even that, I've seen what happens on Raya, and it's really not what you're looking for. Although I did see one of the guys from Jersey Shore on there, Pauly mm-hmm. D, and but he's not one, or maybe it was Vinny. Yeah. Either way, not the kind of politics anybody I know is going after.
But I think if you're having sex with Vinny from there, you're not there to talk debate topics. I think you're there to get your cannoli fucking jammed holes.
I unfortunately don't know if that's what he's known for. I think it's more eating a little bit of keto spaghetti.
Hey, she's a good guy. She's a good guy.
All right, so Bubbles is safe.
Yeah, Bubbles is in Florida.
The Center for Great Apes. He is two. He's older than both of you.
Bubbles is doing better than any one of Michael Jackson's other victims.
Apparently, Bubbles, if you go see Bubbles, he will spit water and throw sand at you.
That's
aww,
the cutest thing I've ever
like
seen.
Just like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Aww. He's born in 1983.
Oh, what month?
Doesn't say.
Oh, what's his sign?
What's his sign?
Live from your grave.
All right, do we want to talk any movies?
I mean, sure.
Yeah,
that's
we
why
seen,
we're here.
Have we seen anything that's good?
I will throw it out there.
I saw a couple good ones this time.
I was trying to watch a couple off of y'all's 31 for 31, and I remember specifically I was obsessed with the movie Stir of Echoes when it came out, and I couldn't believe that it was on y'all's list. Who chose Stir
Henry.
Of Echoes? I rewatched it. It is. It's pretty good.
It's
like
terrifying.
For a thrill, like the Kevin Bacon, I just remember watching it over. But it's like, why did we watch it so many times? Did
it was
you
on
also
cable.
Watch it? It was just always on, right?
It was just always on cable. It was one of
and
those
Catherine
movies.
Urbanators Rise Up. you know? I love her from What About Bob, and I love her in Stir of Echoes.
Is who's there, she? Is there literally is there a series of Urbanators?
No.
Who's she?
Catherine Herb.
Catherine Herb?
No, that's not Catherine Herb. The daughter from What About Bob.
Yeah, I don't remember what she looks like, really.
Urbanators Herb!
Urbanators Herb, yeah.
No, nobody ever thinks about her or thinks about her.
Well,
no.
I think about Julie Haggerty was great.
She's Law and Order? Great. Yes, Law and Order lady.
Oh, cool.
No, she
I don't watch that show either.
It's funny because I only recognize her from What About Bob?
Yeah, of course.
As a child.
Just like in Weapons, I was so excited because the scary woman was the girlfriend in Uncle Buck. And I got
really?
So excited. Yeah,
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
She's
from
Uncle Buck.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Well,
and that's what happens when you suck John Candy's dick. You turn into a witch.
Yeah, well, you know, and also you got syrup for your pancakes afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, I am pretty... I am emotionally afraid to see the John Candy documentary.
I don't know if I can do it.
Do you know that you find out that his mom really was a caribou?
Did you watch it yet?
No!
I don't know if I can do it.
Of course I'm going to watch it. I can't wait to cry.
I'm going to watch it, but it's going to be... I think it's going to be...
Too much.
I've already experienced all the John Candy trauma that I can take, so I'm fine watching it.
It is.
Why? What
John
happened to
Candy,
you in
I
your
like
past?
Me, by the way.
When he died, I was in the middle of a rec game basketball, and my mom came up to me in halftime. She's like, Eddie, I have to tell you that John Candy died.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the game? Halftime.
Why?
I was like, are you kidding me now?
Oh, also, Colin Hanks directed it.
Yes.
Yeah, Colin Hanks, who arguably is the most mediocre
person
to exist.
I love Colin Hanks.
He is by far the most mediocre Nepo baby, but he is doing a good job. He's extremely mediocre.
He's done some great shit.
Like what?
Like directed and all that stuff.
He's done, exactly, what?
Orange County. He was great.
You think that Orange County's enough?
Movie.
Orange County? He's no, I don't think it's enough. I think he's done lots of stuff.
He's
Band of Brothers?
He's fine in Band
of
Brothers.
In Fargo.
He's fine in Fargo.
I never watched Fargo.
He's fine. I liked Fargo. I actually did watch a bunch of Fargo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
Watched television.
Yeah, that one I watched.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
but so he's anyway. Fine. He's just whatever. But he did the John Candy thing because he has the ins.
Of course,
But he's the only one that could talk to
But
Dan
he
Aykroyd.
Understands. He's Tom Hanks' son. He understands like being the child of a fucking icon.
And it's also supposed to be very good. It's getting very good reviews.
Yeah, it's about John Candy. Of course, it's going to be good. There, I think it's like shooting fish in a goddamn barrel. What are we going to do here? Is it going to suck? He's going to make this thing about John Candy. Is it going to suck? No, it's not. It's John Candy. It's people. Talk about John Candy. You could just let the camera run. You don't have to do anything.
But I will say, if you're talking about mediocre people, I am also annoyed that Ryan Reynolds is one of the producers of this, and he's going out and showing
he's claiming John Candy.
So fucking annoying.
He's claiming him.
I'm done. I'm done with it.
But I also, I am glad that they brought this to the world. I don't need his stupid little glasses, but also thank you to Mint Mobile for all the money.
Oh my God. Did you know the other documentary that Colin Hanks made that I'm scared to watch?
What?
The Eagles of Death Metal. They were the band at the Bataclan when it got shot up in Paris.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder what that documentary is like. If that whole documentary, I didn't even know this existed, if they don't mention the shooting and they just do it as like a puff piece on the band, that would be incredible.
I legitimately could see Colin Hanks doing something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, before, during, and after the terrorist event. Yeah, they talk all about
it. Okay,
that'll be interesting. Yeah, we should talk. Like, honestly, we should cover that. Cool. Good for Colin Hanks.
Yeah. I think he's cool.
He's fine. He's doing better than just, you know, he's doing fine.
But anyway, we're supposed to be talking about Stir of Echoes.
Oh, yeah, Stir of Echoes.
What I like about Stir of Echoes
I like how we're all more scared of the John Candy documentary than any movie.
Any movie.
31.
It really is. I'm terrified of it.
But watching Stir of Echoes made me realize, thankfully, he's not Ethan Hawke. Because we already had Black Phone 2 on here, and then I also had Sinister on here, and then when I put Stir of Echoes on, at first I was like, I was very afraid. I was like, oh, fuck, is this going to be all Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke's like the new king of horror.
I love him.
Yeah, I love
him.
Ethan
out of nowhere.
Hawk.
But Kevin Bacon's really good in
Kevin
Stir of
Bacon's
Echoes.
Very...
He's
very good.
And actually, I saw Sinister not that long ago, and I remember, I think it came out in like 2012. It was like the best horror movie of 2012, and I was like, man, did 2012 suck that bad?
Yeah. You know, I now like it.
I'm with it.
Better. I like it better now on this last rewatching.
Really?
Because you know what it was? Every once in a while, like, I'll take a... a step back because I'd seen Sinister a bunch. Sinister's one of those movies. Like, Natalie and I,
the VHS tape is scary. I'll give it you that. Yes. I mean, the tapes
the first
are scary.
Half of Sinister scared
it's
the shit
scary.
Out of me.
Yeah, it's very great. Scary. Yes.
But Natalie and I do a thing, like, when we're in hotels, it's like, you know, one of our favorite things is like, if everyone's got their comfort watches, and we like to put on whatever kind of horror movie that's either on or you can rent. And Sinister is one of those, much like It Chapter 2, much like Dr. Sleep, that is always available for rent in a hotel room for some reason. So we have seen Sinister so many times.
Dr. Sleep's awesome.
I love Dr.
That's
Sleep.
That's like an action movie.
I would put it as like, it's
like a thriller.
Sci-fi horror thriller. Yeah, I love that. I love Dr. Sleep. But Sinister, like, this time I was like, I try to sit and rewatch it with like fresh eyes. We just talked to Scott Derrickson. Mm. I was like, all right, let me relook at this.
Okay.
And to be honest, what I liked about it at this point was that it was funny for 2012 to do a commentary about true crime authors.
Yeah.
Because it was before all of it.
All the pop.
And it was like, that was the whole angle I like even kind of forgot about it, was that Ethan Hawke was this like true crime writer and he was lying to his family.
There's so many movies and horror movies that are about a writer and about, it's just like, can you stop writing about yourself and get creative?
Ask Seth Rogen to do the same thing, but they win a lot of awards.
Yeah, I mean, the studio was unbelievable.
Hollywood likes things about itself.
They always have.
Yes. They always have.
Studio won a bunch. I mean, it was great.
It won the most awards.
Yeah. But they specifically like stuff about themselves because they love to hear about themselves.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm done with stuff about comedians.
How did you feel about the first new Halloween movie with the podcasters?
I liked it.
I actually liked it too.
Yeah, I was fine.
As soon as I saw it, I groaned, and then it grew on me immediately.
Pretty good.
The only movie that features podcasters that I really kind of took vaguely offense to, which is still very funny, is Tusk.
Really?
That was the first one that
Not
came
Godzilla.
Down. No, because Tusk.
Godzilla's pretty bad.
That was just bad. Tusk was the first one that said podcasters are obnoxious shitheads.
Well, they are.
That was like, but they are. But it was the first one that said
it. But it also came from a podcast.
Yes.
The whole movie wouldn't exist without podcasts.
Exactly. So it was making fun of itself.
Don't shake. Now, are you guys, you brought up It Chapter 2, and I know you don't like shows. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's not.
I can't wait for Welcome to Derry.
You're going
to
watch it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Derry.
I'm going to wait for people to tell me it's good before I watch it.
Okay. I watch all Stephen King things. I saw that one show. What was the show? Shawshank show. I saw that. What was the one that had the other characters?
This is Shawshank.
Castle Rock. I watched Castle Rock.
Is that good?
It was fine.
First season. Actually, yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
Fine.
Yeah.
I watch all Stephen King. Like, again, I have very few extended universes I choose. One of the extended universes I choose is Stephen King extended universe. Mm-hmm. And that has been a thing that has now been slopped up for me.
You look
and
like
I enjoy
you're in
it.
The Burger King extended universe.
Wait, did you see The Long Walk?
Long Walk was wonderful.
I didn't know. Like, I knew that Hoff Boy was in it, and that made me very excited. I think he's really killing it.
Is it just about the end of Forrest Gump?
When he's just slowing down people just walking behind him and make another shirt.
I was underwhelmed with Hoff Boy Jr. in Licorice Pizza, but he changed my mind in
Hoff Boy killed Long Walk. But
Hoff Boy did a really good job on this. I'm truly surprised. And then that movie, there was like the first time I really saw flashes of his father in his face.
Do you think he started doing heroin?
I hope.
And don't,
he,
don't, yeah.
Don't, what do you think made his don't, father great?
Don't, do it,
you don't
Cooper.
Need it. You don't
do
need
it, Cooper.
You don't need
do
it.
Do it. Follow the dragon.
No, Long Walk was awesome.
Man. Yeah.
Stir of Echoes, by the way, we've not talked about it. We've mentioned it four times.
Please. Sorry.
Also, spoilers, but yeah, that movie is very upsetting. It's very brutal. Stir of Echoes.
Yes,
it was. I was very upset about how upsetting it was. And I hadn't seen it since high school, and I watched it in high school. Another stupid story, but I was on acid with the worst person I knew, and it was the middle of the night. And then he was like, "Let's watch Stir of Echoes," and I was like, "What's Stir of Echoes?" And
oh,
he's
no.
like, "It's very funny."
Oh no!
And then we put it on, and I was like, out of my mind on acid, because this is 1990s acid,
oh,
you know, so
no.
We're just like, we're flipping out, and I watched Stir of Echoes, and I still have the fingernails popping off her, like, it's embedded in my brain. I haven't even watched it yet on our 31 for 31. I haven't been able to watch it since I was, like, 16.
That's awesome.
And it's, like, embedded in my horror brain.
Are you going to eat a bunch of acid when you watch it this time?
I'll eat mushrooms.
Okay, I mean, you should have, I feel like you want to see if it really affects you the
I
same
think
way.
He actually needs an antacid.
Do you? I take that every morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Omeprazole, for all that you do for me. But yes, Stir of Echoes, I'm very excited. I want to make Julie watch it because she loves Kevin Bacon.
Oh, she's gonna and he looks so good. Man, he looked good then, looks even better now.
He's a great actor, man, and he's a great performer.
Know what I love?
Mediocre musician.
Kevin Bacon. I mean, the Bacon brothers, you know, what do you expect? They're Bruce Willis, the band.
It's
you
the
know?
Hats, it's
It's like going to see Keanu Reeves in concert. It's for the fucking novelty.
Mm. Oh, I get it.
It was the Dog Star. But anyway, so like...
Didn't you see Dog Star?
Yeah. And I saw the Hollywood Vampires, Johnny Depp's band.
Was that the one where Joe Perry got taken off?
Yes. Yeah, that was the one where he had like an episode on stage while he was performing, and they had to, like, take him off, and they didn't say anything during the concert. We're all just like, what happened to Joe Perry? Like, what happened to him? And then he went right into the hospital, so they didn't even stop the show.
No, you can't.
Just gotta go.
Is it Joe Perry or Steve Perry?
Steve Perry's from Journey. Joe Perry's from Aerosmith.
Got it. It was Joe Perry. But anyway, Stir of Echoes.
And Alice Cooper, by the way. I mean,
I love Alice Cooper.
It was quite a super band.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were a bit lazy, and it's fine. Johnny Depp was my favorite because it was like he would just stroll out with a guitar and just strum it once.
Stir of Echoes.
Oh, yeah. And people would throw in their underpants.
Yeah.
And he's just hanging the underpants off of his guitars. Oh, yeah.
You know what I watched that blew me away? That I couldn't believe was as intense as it was Frenzy.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
I have never seen Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy.
Me neither.
Me neither.
It's one of the few Alfred Hitchcocks I haven't seen.
I've never seen it.
Okay,
and
so like set the stage. Why is this so great?
Well, it's...
Don't spoil too much.
It's a serial killer thriller,
okay.
And it is straight up a slasher. It has probably one of the most intense rape murder scenes I've seen since fucking a Death Wish.
Whoa. Okay.
Where it is, especially for a movie set in 1972,
they did it a lot back then. There was lots of rape and murder scenes in the 70s.
Well, you know what it was too? Is this lead actor managed to, it's about a guy called the Necktie Killer.
Okay.
And it's about going after it sets up a red herring like guy, and then you follow the real guy that's a Necktie Killer, and it's
very Hitchcock.
It's very, very Hitchcock. It's very brutal, and there's the scene in it where the only way to really describe it, it's the classiest expression I've ever seen of a man cumming his own pants.
Really?
There is a moment in this movie, like there's a moment in this movie that it's the best acted man coming in his pants sequence that I've ever seen. Like, it's so, because you don't even realize
what makes it so good.
It's just, you know what it is that, like, now when we do coming in pants, right, like in these days,
you go,
see, the guy did it in such a subtle evil, like, it was the most evil coming of pants that I've ever seen.
I can't wait to watch it.
He's so good in it. The guy's so deadly in it.
Alone, yeah.
But the movie really, it just reminds me of that. It was like, it's the only Hitchcock movie with open blood and nudity. So it's a lot of, like, he modernizes the movie.
Okay.
It's apparently, it was after a long string of kind of, like, flops for him. So when he had made a couple of these movies, because I also didn't really appreciate until I was researching it, this might be saying a lot, obviously correct me because I don't quite know.
I'll correct you.
It does seem like he was almost like the Tarantino of his day, where Hitchcock was such an exciting but also exploitive filmmaker, and that this seemed to be a return to form for him.
You know what, Hitchcock, what I always go back to, it's they asked what makes his movie so scary, and he said three words: torture the women. Because he's like, once you like make the women like uncomfortable in the movie, that's honestly what starts scaring people.
And then,
because if you're just killing dudes, no one cares.
Nobody cares.
He you also, know?
He also
so glad.
Changed pop culture, and he changed the way there's a sequence in this movie that is one of the most ornate, beautifully shot, like chase sequences. You just also forget, I will say, when you watch it, the pace is not what one is used to. This is the goodbye Babs shot. This very famous shot, apparently, that I didn't know that he, because after he does the first, he's very smart and scary, because what he does is he plays the first kill in full detail, and then as they subsequently go, he then, you know what happens.
Oh, okay.
So then he hides it in a really artistic way. He's just, obviously, he's a master filmmaker, and you watch it, and it was like, oh, this is what slasher movies, like, can be.
Yes. No, I mean, Hitchcock's the fucking shit, dude.
Yes.
I love Hitchcock.
Even Psycho has its flaws. I think that Frenzy's just got, I mean, it's got its pacing issues, but that's just because it's a film from 1972.
He started it. It's the first of, he did the first of everything. You know, he did like the first spy movies. He did the first of everything.
We created like the idea of that big tent pole, like, crime movie, like, you know, North by Northwest.
Yeah.
That created so much stuff. Like, it is interesting to see that. Like, there's certain things where it's, especially now that I'm in full Criterion hold.
Yes.
All I'm doing is watching Criterion movies. And you start to realize everything's ripped off.
Of course.
And everything's been done. Everything's,
so is music.
So many different ways. And it's just, but also, you then that shows me to the other side of what the education and music and film does, which is fills the artist with reference points.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the thing, is that sometimes guys make stuff up originally, but then the rest of us are going to go running with it. But then you look at somebody like Kurosawa, a lot of those like older Asian movies that you see, a lot of it Christopher Nolan stole.
Of course,
Christopher Nolan drank their milkshake. You know what I mean? Like,
they all did.
Suck their milkshake.
They learned from them. They didn't steal from them.
No, exactly. No, great artists steal.
Yeah.
That's why they say that.
I mean, Hitchcock totally influenced Spielberg. It's all over the place. I mean, the most famous shot from Jaws is the vertigo shot.
It's awesome.
And then Jaws is like kind of like the birds in a way, you know? So it's like, it's very much taken.
Yeah, it's just, it's. I find it fascinating that it all takes one portly man.
Now, John Finch, the lead in Frenzy, you know what else he was the lead in? That old school Macbeth from the 70s. He was Macbeth, the one with that crazy fight scene at the end. That's one of the best fight scenes I think I've ever seen, at the end of that old Macbeth.
Yeah. He's a great old school character actor, John Finch.
Yeah. He's great, man. I fucking love that shit.
Man, speaking of movies that I guess people took from eventually, I finally saw Them, the movie Henry Youbin.
The Ants movie?
No, Them is a French-Romanian horror movie that Henry has been telling me to watch for like 2 years.
Okay.
And it was ever since he watched it that it is essentially about a home invasion movie. It's a French horror film that I couldn't find anywhere.
The Strangers is loosely based on.
So that's what I was saying, that it was like Strangers came out in 2008. This one came out in 2006. This one, it is an hour and 10 minutes long.
Love it.
And
it is. So Strangers should have been that long.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly what I'm saying, is that like they took so many. And like, I like the Strangers, but then you watch Them and it is a very similar and very succinctly made movie that is just in and out, very upsetting, and just leaves you wanting more, I guess. And it is, you know, of course, loosely based on a real story, and not a story I want to be living.
I think home invasion movies are my least favorite type of horror.
Really?
Because they upset me so much.
Oh, okay. I was about to
be like, actually, like, I don't think that they're bad as much as I just get really upset.
Very upset.
Dude, you want to
never watch Hush.
You know what you should
I
watch?
I saw Hush. Hush is great.
When she,
Hush,
oh my God, Hush, when she couldn't hear home on
me now, Hush. Look just like Amber.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's scarily so.
You know what you should watch for your own limit testing?
I don't think I need to test limits. I'm fine.
Maybe next year I'll make him do this. Maybe I'll make a limit testing one. Make him see Funny Games. Because I don't know
the
if
original?
He's ever seen Michael Haneke Funny Games.
I think I saw the new one.
And it's like, it is
they
fucked
put bags
up.
On their heads or something, right?
It's, there's something about the,
they got bags on their heads. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at first I didn't
saw
know
the
what
new one.
Saying,
I saw the new one.
The new one is nowhere near. I feel like I
have. It's the same director, right?
I've never seen.
Didn't he make the movie twice? Isn't that the cool thing about it?
Yes. I haven't seen the original in so long that I don't even remember it, but it's like the worst of the the worst of the intensities of the home invasion films.
You know what the most, still to this day, the most intense like home invasion like scene, even though it was a hotel room? Devil's Rejects.
Oh,
the beginning of Devil's Rejects.
I watched it last night. It's so upsetting.
I hated it so much.
With the gun? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. What a fucking aggravating scene. And I couldn't handle it, man.
And the sheriff in that movie was in the Tom Savini Night of the Living Dead.
And so was Bill Moseley.
Yep. And so Night of the Living Dead, which is one of my... I enjoyed the hell out of it, man. I rewatched the Tom Savini Night of the Living Dead, and I actually think it's one of my favorite... It moved up.
Because the first one's kind of boring. Yeah, and that's also another case of Romero directed both of those. Savini, he rewrote it with him and produced it. Yes.
And I just saw Day of the Dead for the first time.
You'd never seen it?
You know what? I'm not a huge zombie person, and I forget
because we got zombie fatigue.
It's like you throw on like Train to Busan or something like that. And it was like that guy was like, yeah, give, you know, the 28 Days Later. It's like, yeah, give me that. And so I was like, I need to go back and watch more of the original, like Night of Living Dead. So I'm kind of throwing myself into it and I am loving it.
So you saw Day of the Dead or Dawn of the Dead?
Is that the
one in the mall?
No, not that. I've seen the one in the mall.
Day of the Dead is the one where they're stuck in the apartment building. Yes.
I haven't seen that one.
And I didn't realize. Oh, no, they're in the underground bunker. That's what it is. Okay. Oh, my God. Yes, when they're in the bunker. And all of them, I didn't understand that all of them were like different chapters.
Yes.
It made me feel very stupid.
Nice.
But this is why you go back and you watch the originals of things.
I love the old shit.
I was always saying, I'm not big into zombies. But then I'll watch. Zombie movies, and I'm like, but this is great.
Yeah, the movie called Zombies really good, too.
Well, each one sort of follows, because Night of the Living Dead, kind of when it starts, Day of the Dead is like after it, and then Dawn of the Dead is like once the whole world has sort of been occupied.
Correct, yes.
And Dawn of the Dead is probably the best zombie movie ever made besides,
28 Days Later is pretty
fucking good. 28 Years Later is fucking awesome. Too.
28 Years Later was
It was very good. It was very, very good. Now, I want to say,
we were spoiled this year, buddy.
I got to tell you.
Oh, God, it was so good this year, man.
This year was a very special year for horror movies, I think. This was like.
Oh, it was a really good one.
The wall to wall.
It was like the 83 draft for quarterbacks.
Dude, I just really like, even just thinking about it between. Because like even Eddington, I'd almost put in there. And you got 28 Years Later, Sinners, Bring Her Back, Weapons. Like, holy shit.
I mean, Bring Her Back still the best one for me.
I still haven't seen VHS Halloween. I'm waiting for Closer to Halloween.
Yeah. Also, okay. Now, before we get too far off of this topic here, my favorite movie that I saw off of our list was this week so far, and that's also George Romero, Tom Savini, Creepshow.
God.
I love that he's never seen it.
Oh,
I never saw it.
I thought
I saw it. Like, it was one of those things where I thought I had seen it. I like tricked itself.
You knew so much from it,
and
too.
And then I loved it. It was so good. The monkey shit?
Yeah.
Do you recognize the little boy at the beginning?
No. Oh, yeah. It's Joe Hill.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Joe Hill. Yeah.
But also, it's a reminder that Leslie Nielsen's frightening.
That
him and Ted Danson
section is so
it's great.
Good.
It also shows why even Liam Neeson's close, but no one will replace Leslie Nielsen as Frank Drebin.
You can't replace him.
No, of course.
He's close. But Leslie Nielsen got close.
He didn't try to replace.
No.
He placed his son. And the sun's never as good.
No, never.
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 But
man, Leslie Nielsen's so fucking great in
Creepshow.
That's the one with the roach one, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hal Holbrook.
And then Father's Day. Which is also a wonderful segment.
I thought you meant the Billy Crystal, Robin Williams movie.
That's a horror movie. That's a fucking horror movie.
No, it's just such a good, because it's just the fucking best. Yeah. It's just love Creepshow.
Where's my cake?
Live
from your grave.
No, and we have so many to look forward to, too. That's what I love, is I still haven't burned through any of the ones that I've been really saving the ones. Because you haven't seen Grave Encounters yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Ooh.
I'm very excited for our second Leslie Nielsen movie on the list, Repossessed.
Repossessed!
Repossessed? Have you seen that yet, Jackie?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Repossessed.
You have, but you don't remember.
It's an Exorcist parody.
Repossessed.
Oh, I didn't realize it was called Oh, we saw this movie all the time.
Repossessed is the first time I saw breasts.
Oh,
in a film.
I forgot about this movie. Oh, I'm going to watch this.
Oh, it's so good.
Linda Blair's in it?
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Devil in a blue dress. Blue dress. Devil with a blue dress.
You are just bringing up so much. I remember thinking that this was The Exorcist. Like, I had seen The Exorcist when I was little.
I saw this way more than The Exorcist.
Very much so. Oh,
and also,
yes.
I will say, we are really breaking the mold, though, for what you'd normally consider a horror comedy. Because in my mind, the reason why we chose Repossessed is because I just want to fucking see it.
Yeah,
but I would not call it necessarily. It's a comedy. It's not a horror comedy. Yeah, it's a spoof. So to me, it's just fun to do. It's fun to celebrate Leslie Nielsen, and that's why we're doing it. But like,
oh my God.
To me, a true fantastic horror comedy is 50-50. Right?
Or like Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale, right. And or the number one, which is Ghostbusters.
I never saw. Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters
is
the number one of all. Because
it is kind
of
scary.
It is. It's genuine. And also, was written by a man who's an expert in the field.
Is Army of Darkness a horror comedy?
Yeah.
Or is it just a comedy?
No, I view it as a horror comedy.
I think it's a horror comedy.
Yeah? Okay, good.
So you haven't seen it yet, Eddie, but have you seen it in life? Kill List is on your list.
I put this on again just to challenge Eddie.
No, I haven't seen it.
He's going to love Kill List, though.
Really?
It might be one of the ones I skip.
No, you're going to like Kill List.
No, it's actually it's also a very good story.
Whenever you tell me you can't wait for me to see it, I'm always like, got scared.
No,
it's going to be good.
The violence in this, it's a great story. It's also like a crime story. Like,
okay. I like the crime
ones. You're
going to like this one. What was the one with Joaquin Phoenix where he plays the hitman?
Oh, the one with the hammers?
Yes.
I love that movie.
It's similar in vibe to that movie.
I Was Never Really There or something like
that.
Oh my God.
That is truly very similar in tone.
I miss that director. She did that, and We Need to Talk About Kevin.
I think about We Need to Talk About Kevin all the time.
It's a great movie.
So good.
One of those movies that whenever I think anybody, I think
you
it's
were
just
never really here.
Lynn Ramsey. Lynn Ramsey is her name. All right, cool. Yeah. I want to see what else. I haven't seen Die My Love. That's new. She's got a new movie.
Ooh.
She's only made horrific films.
Oh, she's got a new movie coming. Is it out? Let's find out about
this. I
want
to watch this.
How do we not know about this?
Yes, yeah, it looks like it's
comes out
November 7th.
Tootsie's birthday.
On Tootsie's birthday, should we go?
Tootsie can go. She's 18. She can go.
We can bring it to the vet when we put her down.
Oh, that's fun. It's an American psychological black comedy
starring
drama.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
Robert Pattinson.
Scorsese produced it. Lakeith Stanfield.
Sissy
Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte.
What did that go?
Stanfield.
All right.
It must be horrible if we didn't heard anything about this.
Oh, distributed by MUBI.
Yeah, dude.
Interesting.
It's probably bad.
But
listen to this.
But Dolan went and saw the Hammer movie, and that was great.
That was good, but it was uneven. But this is the storyline. So I really it's in a forgotten patch of countryside.
Oh, no.
A woman is battling her demons, embracing exclusion, yet wanting to belong, craving freedom, feeling trapped.
Got a standing ovation at Cannes.
Yeah, it's because they were tired of sitting, yearning for family life, but wanting to burn the entire house down.
I'm ready for this.
Given surprising leeway by her family for increasingly erratic behavior, she nevertheless feels ever more stifled and repressed.
She's only made badass fucking movies.
I know, I'm into
what
it.
What makes you think this one's gonna suck?
I thought you meant Jennifer Lawrence at first. I was like, no, she hasn't. But,
it's just Jennifer Lawrence. It's the mother curse.
A mother was great.
I thought it was good.
I love Mother.
It
made me
Mother.
Upset.
I think
love
when
Mother?
When a movie makes you upset, here's a great thing
like
I like talking
attack.
About.
Sometimes it works.
If it really makes you upset, like Mother, I always use Mother as this example because so many people are like, I hate Mother. I fucking, and they go crazy. I was like, if it made you feel all of this,
it worked.
Does that not make it great?
Yeah. Exactly. I said the same thing.
Attack.
I said the same thing afterwards with Marcus, and I got into a little bit of a debate about Eddington because Marcus was just like, I hated that movie. It made me feel like shit. And I was like, it's
That's
awesome.
That's the point.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to make you feel like shit. You know what movie made me feel like shit, and it sucks? Exorcist 2 of the Heretic.
It's very bad.
God, that movie was bad.
It's quite bad.
Well, I remember thinking I was so scared of it when I saw it as a child, because I always remembered like the scene where she's like holding the heart that scared the fucking shit out of me as a child.
It's not good.
And then I watched it. Not only is it so bad, it was so bad that I researched it a little bit. It was a disaster on set.
Oh, I bet.
It was a total disaster. The dude was hammered the whole time. She was showing up late, all fucked up on drugs.
Yeah.
It was like, the whole thing was like a disaster.
Oh, yeah. But you know what isn't a disaster? What you told me to watch last night, and I did, and I'm so happy I did, is Dead Snow.
Go! God damn, I love that movie.
You know what I realized about Dead Snow? Is that I realized? They didn't, it was a big
Nazis.
Pop
Have you
cultural,
not seen this?
No.
You would love it. Oh, it's a Jackie. Pop cultural turning point for Norwegian films, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to stay on brand. You know, yes. I'm like, how do we watch?
Because
the Stephen King movie I tried to pick, but you shot me down, was App Pupil.
Only just because it's more, I view it more as a thriller than a horror movie.
Hey, it said Stephen King movie
on
the list.
I do agree. Frenzy's, but I would kind of, I like going more into the creepy crawly when you can get to it. But with Dead Snow's largely an action movie, but what's great about it is that it definitely has Cabin in the Woods vibe because you can tell that it was made, it's a movie that features American movie references. Like,
yes.
There's a one dude that's like the movie nerd in the movie, and he's peppering the movie with American movie references, and then they're playing off the references. Like, they do an Evil Dead reference. Mm-hmm. They do, like, a couple of things within it that are really, really fun and, like, very self-aware and really funny.
Yeah.
But then it features what we're going to be covering in this week's episode of Himmler. I got a little bit of a spoiler, is the Einsatzgruppen.
Yes.
Which is the killing groups of the Nazis that would go by and kill people indiscriminately. The Einsatzgruppen is our Nazi zombies in the film.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. I've seen it a couple times now. It's brutal, too. It's so bloody. They do such a great job.
Well, you know what I will say? I do wish that there was more. I wish there was more.
How's the sequel? Have you guys seen the sequel?
No.
It's got an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow. I'd see that shit. Oh, okay. All right, I'd check it out.
Honestly, because I love Dead Snow. Dead Snow 1, I believe Dead Snow 2 is good because they do add more. Because it's just, I just wanted even more.
Are these the same people who did Sisu?
God, Sisu was great.
There's a new Sisu. Sisu 2.
Sisu 2?
Sisu,
yeah.
Which one's Sisu? Sisu with the guy who like...
Sisu!
Yeah, Sisu's fucking badass.
Sisu movie!
You got
Oh, yeah, Sisu!
Bro.
I forgot about Sisu!
No, they made Rare Exports.
I love Rare Exports.
I think it's that,
same
person.
Oh, yeah, Sisu is fucking awesome! I forgot about fucking Sisu!
Sisu
sequel
looks great.
No, not the same
great.
People. I'm just being...
Sisu looks
racist.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're being racist against the
Oh, no,
truth.
I am right! I am right!
Yes, yeah. This is unbelievable. Everyone
Oh, so the people did Dead Snow did do Rare Exports.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It was
a great movie.
Yeah, they're both great.
Rare Exports is great, but Sisu, you're gonna love.
I actually really love when Eastern European humor comes into these movies. I guess this is Scandinavian, but I love it when there's like that touch of humor within it.
Yeah,
because to me, that's what they learn best from American filmmakers. Eddie, there's a sprinkle on your head.
A sprinkle? Like,
there is a sprinkle in your. It was not there before. Right?
Yeah, why is there? How did a sprinkle get on your head?
Are you eating ice cream over there?
Do you have a donut in your fucking pocket?
Give us some of it.
It's on your head.
Give us some of it.
That's
gone.
I don't believe you. There's no sprinkle.
It's on your hand.
You just wiped
it
on your hand.
We could play back the video.
It wasn't a sprinkle. Yeah, I think it was just like a black thing. I don't think it was actually a
sprinkle. You donut out of your pocket like a big fat piece of shit?
I wish.
Give me the donuts.
I would.
Where's the sprinkles?
You know what I had?
Oh, it's coming from your headphones.
Oh, it's coming from my headphones.
Oh, it's material
from
the
headphones.
Oh, we got candy in his headphones.
Headphones are falling apart.
Yeah. I'm sprinkled.
You got some stuff in your beard now, too. It fell out.
I did have a little pumpkin thing. So maybe it came from that. Little pumpkin bread from Starbucks. Oh my God, I got recognized at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
where they're like.
It was a round table fan.
He's big fat. That's the big fat
me
man.
He
signed
my receipt. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was very nice. Yeah. And it was like when I was taking, he was like, I'm a round table fan, you know? So I was like, oh man, I'm going to take Holden's fucking daughter to the goddamn petting zoo right now. So, you know.
Hell yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Shout out to Alex. Yeah, but fucking who cares?
shout outs to Halloween 3. I see Halloween 3 is on your list.
Loved it.
And are you anti it?
I'm not anti it. I just
You're
think
the
that,
one who made us do it.
Yeah, I think it's
I
fun.
I wanted to do one of the other ones.
See, I view Halloween film as a Halloween-based movie versus one of the Halloween franchises.
You're a dense fucker. It's a list of 31 movies.
I think that
and it
Halloween
says Halloween
based
film.
I think it can be interpreted many ways.
I mean,
so you think we should do
it.
The goddamn?
No, it's not because yes.
Everyone go. It's Mike Myers.
They say a Friday the 13th film. They say a Wes Craven film. They don't say a John. They do say a John Carpenter film.
Why are you upset about it? Just because it is like it veers from the rest of the Halloweens?
I love it. It's a good movie.
I love Halloween.
I think we talked about it last week a little bit. Yeah. It's very anti-Irish.
Halloween.
It's like racist towards
Halloween.
Irish people. It's like upsettingly.
Well, it is Silver Shamrock. It's because of the tradition.
When they go to the town, it's a bunch of Irish people trying to kill all the children.
It's because the tradition of Samhain comes from Ireland.
You gotta kill the
kids. That's why they do it.
I just watched it. Watkins.
I kind of got Weapons vibes from it a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a little, I will throw it out there, is it like in the whole romance part of it, of like, I thought that was her father for the beginning part of it.
Hey, you just showed, we just talked about this last episode. We talked about how Tom Atkins is, he's just used to people wanting to fuck him.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
He's just really used to it, and he's really grown accustomed to it, and he just knows it happens. He knows women want to fuck him, and he fucking supplies that dick.
Every woman in that movie
wants to fuck the living shit out of him.
Yeah, yes. Every single
one. And it's definitely not the script.
No.
That's Tom Atkins himself.
Know what I got? I rented it because I went back to my rental guy over at Be Kind, and I've been sitting on Thanksgiving, and I can't watch it. I don't know why. I'm not scared of it as much as I just don't. I think it's going to be bad.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, go in thinking it's going to be really bad, and you'll have a fun time with it. I enjoyed it because I remember going into Thanksgiving being like, I'm going to fucking hate this, but of course I'm going to see it. But I liked it.
It's not breaking the mold.
Yeah. It is not. It is like a holiday themed, you know,
fees are racking up. I got to watch it.
You got to get it in there.
It's fine. I liked it. Fun. It was fine.
The villain looks corny.
Yes, of course. He's a pilgrim.
It's very corny. It's definitely, like I said, it's not anything you've never seen before. Yeah. But
I'm a Mr. Boogity man. I love Mr. Boogity.
I'm just happy you do have some of the best movies left still, because you have, I do believe that the best movies on this list, you haven't even talked about yet. We haven't talked about American Mary, which is an amazing movie.
Okay.
You've never seen, Event Horizon.
I mean, I love Event Horizon.
That's coming up. Yeah.
Event Horizon's big.
I'm excited for Horror of Dracula, because I've never seen any Christopher Lee Dracula.
Okay.
Ooh,
I've never seen any
fun.
Hammer films.
You know what's interesting is a lot of times that's just called Dracula. Horror of Dracula.
Yes.
Like sometimes it's just called Dracula.
Yes.
But sometimes it's called Horror of Dracula.
Horror of Dracula, it allows me to find it. Yes. You could find it easier.
Yeah.
Ooh, and Videodrome. Yes. Okay,
Videodrome,
great.
I bought on eBay. I bought like a special edition because I'm like, I love that fucking movie. I'm like, I need that in my collection.
Oh, yeah.
And I spent a good amount of money on it, and I had it mailed to the house, and I think someone stole my package. You believe that shit?
Hunt them down.
Yeah. Someone stole my package.
I'll find their DNA.
Yeah. It's been happening in my house lately. People have been stealing packages. It's happening. I gotta set up one of those glitter boxes.
No, you need a trap. Yeah. You need to dig a hole and put grass on top of the hole.
Although that is illegal in California. I have wanted to booby trap my home, and you can't do that in California, and it's not fair.
They get really upset.
Yeah.
But I do love Videodrome.
I love Videodrome. It's been long enough where I'm super excited to see it again.
All right, so let's just say this week, what are we excited to see?
I'm going to see Black Phone 2 on Friday, and I am, you know...
Me too. I still haven't seen it.
I think I need to rewatch the first Black Phone because I'm not trying to give anything away. There's just something that happens in it that really took me out of it. And I was like, oh my, this now. I was like, I guess the rest of the movie doesn't count because I was so annoyed by it.
Yeah.
And
I just like that he turns into Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
See, that's why. But apparently Black Phone 2 is going to
be great. I watched it. It's awesome. We did a whole thing on it.
I think I need to rewatch the first Black Phone because I think it was literally the ghost. And I'm like, okay.
Well, there's more ghosts, there's more ghosts in Black Phone 2, but it's good.
It into like a Freddy Krueger type thing?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I think it's really good.
Great.
I mean, the first Nightmare on Elm Street, if I can go back and redo the whole thing, would be like Black Phone 1, and we would have Freddy Krueger when he's alive.
Well, also because the story of Freddy Krueger alive is
terrifying.
Very horrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's why Freddy Krueger is, to me, I guess favorite is a weird word, but he is my favorite of the big slashers. characters because even though like his origin story is so horrible,
he was a child murderer. He wasn't child molester.
Yeah, but he and
his
man,
fathers though.
But I also do love that they all set him on fire. I love the story of all the parents getting together and be like, "We're gonna kill him ourselves." And I shouldn't love that, but I do.
It's great.
Stop feeling guilty for your likes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. You're oh my just God, so thank you.
All you do is apologize.
You.
You have to just stop apologies. You gotta stop apologizing because you know why? You like what you like. You love murderers.
You're right, I love murderers.
You support murder and you like it.
I do. I like it.
And that's okay. It's okay for you to support murder. It's okay for you to support murderers.
I'm pro murder.
Yeah. I want to see Nightbreed. I haven't seen Nightbreed ever.
It's great.
It's gonna be my first time watching that.
It's really good. It is our queer coded film.
Is it gay?
It's got you will see why it is queer coded.
Okay.
And it's a Clive Barker movie, which means that
it's Clive Barker. And Clive Barker is already
He's the gayest man to ever live. He's a big old gay man.
David Cronenberg stars in the movie?
What? Yeah, he's in the movie.
I just coughed right in the mic. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, good work. Yeah. No, David Cronenberg's great in the movie.
Oh,
great
wow.
actor.
Is he?
Yes.
Awesome.
Weird actor in this movie.
I would have never thought that he was in the movie.
That's he puts himself awesome. In some of his movies.
I recently met the composer of all of the music of all the Hellraiser movies.
Oh, yeah.
And just
and
like,
he'd go like...
Yeah, you just kept doing that. Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to talk to you. Oh, okay, you do not want to talk anymore. I guess I'll just put on a
sermon. Speak words.
Surprisingly, back then, they didn't financially take care of the composers as well as one might expect.
Back in the day,
yeah, because they're fucking cucks.
Yeah. The composers?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't we all cucks if we go to the movies?
Yes. And that's why when I'm excited the most, it's like, that's how I watch a movie. I watch a movie through my wife's eyes. I sit to the side. I don't watch the movie. I watch my wife watch the movie, and I ask her what the movie was about. And that's called movie cooking. And you should check it out for yourself.
That is great.
Yeah.
Man, I almost threw on Near Dark last night because I was trying to convince Jeff for us to go as Frailty. Like, I want him to be the God's Hands killer from the movie Frailty as Bill Paxton. And I want to play both of the children. And he wouldn't. And he's like, nobody's going to get a Frailty costume reference. And then I was like, but what about Near Dark? If we're going to go, Bill, now I'm just living Paxton brain.
Love this.
You know,
yeah.
I got Paxton brain over here. Near Dark is... so good. Have you watched it recently?
It's wonderful.
Yeah. No, it's incredible.
Man, it is just,
it's arguably the best vampire movie ever made.
I would say it's one of the best Catherine Bigelow movies ever made.
Yeah.
I would say it's as good as The Hurt Locker.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it way better than The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen it way more times.
Amen to that.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she also did Point Break.
And Zero Dark Thirty. She's got a great career.
Point Break is
and Detroit. Detroit was great.
Wow.
Technically, Point Break's a perfect film.
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't realize she did Strange Days.
I love Strange Days.
Strange Days.
Recently, it held up pretty good.
Does it? Yeah.
Dude,
oh my
Strange
God.
Days is a lot better than you'd even. She did Blue Steel. That's spicy.
Blue Steel's ridiculous.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, she had. She's a great career.
Oh yeah,
phenomenal career.
Pretty Lady. That's a pretty little lady.
K-19 wasn't good.
All right, time to end the episode.
It's ended.
Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. Jackie, good work.
Thank you for having me.
Plug your shit.
Check out Who's the Bitch. Go to whosthebitch.com.
Page 7. I'm going to be doing page 7 in a couple weeks.
You're going to be on page 7 in a couple weeks. We're going to wrangle Henry in there at some point.
Doing some kind of fucking horse shit for your fucking ass.
Yes, you are. And definitely check out LPN Romanticy Deep Dives, youtube.com/@LPN Romanticy with me and the lovely Natalie Jean.
How was the con?
It was great. We went to the Enchanted Realms Book Festival. Now Natalie and I are trying to sell some monster fucker merch out there because you know what? There's not a lot of funny, horny monster fucker merch out there. And I feel like I got to fill that hole.
Yeah. But I also feel like, you know, you are the merch. You know, you and Natalie, like, you people want to see you more
for
than
sale.
They...
Oh, yeah.
If we have an opportunity to do a show, we do a show. But if there's none, then we vend.
Yeah, then they sell themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get out there, baby.
I fucking love it. I think it's great.
I love meeting everybody. We've been having a blast.
Do you all dressed up and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Hell
I was sweating my ass off, and it was worth it because, I mean, somebody's got to be Rowan from Throne of Glass.
Yes, I think it's great.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't understand. He smells like Thunderstone.
You'll never get us. I don't care. You'll never understand.
Even though I don't understand,
I don't care.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that.
I do. It means nothing to me, but other than your happiness, which means a lot.
That's okay. I don't need you to read them.
So thank you guys so much. Give patreon.com/lostpodcast. I love that. So you could see us talk. Go on, and it'll be on the left for all of our social media needs. Go on YouTube for LPN Romanticy, someplace underneath LPN TV, No Dogs in Space, and The Foreign Report. And we have our live shows, last podcast on the left.com. Go and buy tickets to all of our live shows. We have so many fucking live shows coming up.
I got a bunch of stuff coming up. I got some solo shows. I got some Henry shows. I got last podcast shows. There's all kinds of shit going on. I put everything on my own website, so I'm going to redirect you from lastpodcastontheleft.com to eddietunes.com.
You're allowed. Keep up both tabs
up. You can also go to bigjackie.com if you want to go to bigjackie.com. Yes. That has nothing to do with last podcast.
If you're coming to see us on the cruise, I'm doing a show in Miami the night before. I'm doing a stand-up show in Miami the night before. You come check that out. And then I'm going to be in Orlando doing Dead Men Tell Some Tales with Dan Becker. I'm going to do that in Orlando at a 4 p.m. show.
Oh, my God.
They were like, is that okay? I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's the best. We've been talking. Eddie and I had this long, waxing, philosophical conversation the other day of being like, why can't shows start at 6?
That's literally what Jamie Lee Curtis has been saying. She's like, you want me to go to your shows? You want me to go to your concerts? Start them at 3 p.m. Yeah. I'll go to your concerts.
No, people have to work jobs.
Yeah.
But 6 o'clock, I think we can all agree that
especially.
We can, on a Friday, we can
Saturday
maybe
or Sunday,
squeak
especially.
It out.
On a Sunday, definitely. All right, so, and then speaking of 6 p.m. on a Sunday, on November 16th, on 6 p.m., I'm going to be at Mic Drop Comedy in San Diego. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that. I'm bringing Julie's going to host.
Love
it. And I got Amber and Ashley Brooke Roberts coming. We're doing like a whole brighter side
wrangling
thing.
Wrangling it all in.
And then, of course, December 7th, get your fucking hiney to Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
Henry and I are playing Wise Guys in Las Vegas.
Okay, I'll come with you guys.
Please come.
You know I always want to be in Vegas.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah.
Always want to be in Vegas.
We definitely got to invite Knapp.
Oh, George Knapp, he's coming.
We have to talk to
him. Yeah, no, he's doing 10.
Yeah, we gotta. Yeah, if we can get Knapp to do 10.
If he can open.
Oh my God, do you think he would? George Knapp, I know you don't listen.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. No, we'll get to Knapp. Let's go.
I would love to bring him on stage.
We can break him off a piece.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. If there's any little nappers out there that are looking to fucking get stuck,
dude,
you fucking let us know.
If we could pay him in pussy, it'd be so much easier for us. So if you want to slop some pussy onto George Knapp's lap, email sidestories@gmail.com.
Who cares? Be there,
man. Fuck it. Who cares? What are you gonna do?
Marriage,
you only live once.
Old,
shoot
Rob.
Your shot. If you could send me a good dating profile for George Knapp that I could set up and put in front of him on stage, and then we could see if he'll has the guts to reject you on stage.
Yes. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we're gonna get him laid, and we'll get his wife laid too.
Yeah, if I can get some big cock too.
Yeah, we got a big dick dude come.
I get a couple of. I need some bucks.
Man, you guys are writing a lot of
checks. I need some mares, dude.
All right, okay.
Bucks and mares. Come on down.
Come on down.
Come on down to Las Vegas.
All
right, fucker. See you next week.
Bye.
Shout out to, hail Jenny Lewis and Rilo Kiley. She was so cool. I went and saw the show, and she hung out with us afterwards.
That's awesome.
Big ups to Smiling Himmler.
Yeah.
Wow, look at how happy he is.
Oh, yes. I watched The Decent One. It's just his love letters. It's awful. All right, guys. Be good to yourselves.
Enjoy. Hail Satan.